Welcome to the deep dive. So we got this really interesting set of materials you sent over, all focused on the HALA Group.
Yeah, everything from their official positioning documents to sales decks, even internal training stuff.
Exactly. It gives a fantastic look inside. And what we want to do today is really, you know, dig into the direction HALA seems to be heading, especially in the logistics space. And with this new facility they have in Jeddah.
Right.
Our goal, I think, is to get beyond just talking about, like, warehouses and trucks. We need to figure out what this new approach really means for the Saudi market.
Absolutely. And what strikes me straight away looking at these documents, it's more than just a company building a bigger warehouse. You really get a sense they're fundamentally rethinking their role. Like the value they offer. They seem to be aiming for something much deeper than just being another logistics vendor you call up.
Okay, so let's dive into that. This core shift.
Yeah.
The term strategic supply chain partner keeps popping up. Moving away from just, you know, logistics provider. They even have this tagline, powered by insight, driven by impact. What's driving this evolution in their thinking?
Well, if you look at the bigger picture, the materials link it pretty clearly to the whole economic transformation happening in Saudi Arabia, you know, Vision 2030.
Right, Vision 2030.
There's a big push for the logistics sector there to become, well, more digital, more integrated, basically a key enabler for other industries.
So HALA is trying to position itself right in the middle of that.
Exactly. Their core identity, they call it systems-driven, client-centric, change-ready. It really shouts ambition, doesn't it? They want to lead in this new landscape.
And you think this is more than just marketing speak?
I do, actually. Because traditionally, logistics in the region, it was often quite transactional. You needed a truck, you booked a truck. HALA seems to be signaling a much deeper integration.
Like getting involved in the client's actual operations.
Yes. Taking on more responsibility for strategic outcomes. That's quite a shift from the old way of doing things.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think their value proposition kind of sums it up nicely. Hmm. We decode complexity and deliver clarity. We don't just move boxes, we move businesses.
That line really stands out.
It's a very clear statement, isn't it? Saying they want to be much more involved than just basic moving and storing.
It highlights their intent, I think, to move away from being seen as, you know, just another replaceable service. They're saying, look, we get the complexities of your business.
And we're here to bring strategic clarity, not just do the logistics.
Precisely. And the documents even touch on these four key questions guiding their strategy, all centered around showing real, tangible business value to their clients.
Okay, so impact, differentiation.
Yeah, clear communication of that value and ultimately, you know, the return on their efforts, too. It really underlines the strategic pivot.
Right. So it's about proving a clear impact on the client's bigger business goals, not just, say, how efficiently the trucks run. And that brings us to their vision and impact framework. This seems to be where they connect the dots, link logistics actions directly to business results. Can you give some examples of how they're doing that?
Yeah, this part is fascinating. They draw these direct lines. For example, they talk about how optimizing flow and storage use directly improves cash flow.
By reducing inventory costs.
Exactly. Reducing inventory holding costs. Or another one, their emphasis on one-touch movement. They link that to faster revenue generation because stuff gets to market quicker.
Okay, faster time to market. Makes sense.
And they also connect reliable delivery with, you know, higher customer loyalty and lifetime value.
Which every business wants.
Of course. And finally, they position their agile, data-informed fulfillment as a way for businesses to expand maybe into new markets with less risk.
It's definitely a compelling way to frame it. They're talking business priorities, profitability, growth, not just logistics jargon.
They're essentially saying, look, we're not just handling your stuff, we're directly helping your bottom line.
We're contributing to your financial success.
Precisely. And they back it up by stressing this commitment to measuring what actually matters to the client's business. That focus on quantifiable outcomes is, well, it's key to this whole evolved strategy.
Now, beyond just the numbers, HALA also seems to be hitting on the more intangible needs of clients. You talk about what clients truly want. What did you pick up on there?
The emphasis on trust and peace of mind really stood out to me. They say clients want less firefighting, more foresight.
Less reacting to problems.
Exactly. Partners, not providers. Solutions that feel as tailored as their challenges. That really speaks to wanting a proactive, reliable relationship, right?
Someone who anticipates problems, not just reacts. Anyone who's dealt with supply chain issues knows that constant firefighting feeling.
Oh, absolutely. It's a major pain point. Hala's tapping right into that.
This is about lowering stress, boosting confidence in the supply chain.
Yes. They frame it as offering emotional relief, freedom from those supply chain headaches. That's alongside the strategic value, the tangible impact we talked about.
Interesting. Emotional relief.
And they even mention cultural intimacy, suggesting like a mix of local Saudi understanding with global standards. That's pretty important in that market.
Right, that local nuance. And this all kind of comes together in their new positioning statement. Trusted by logic, chosen for heart, one touch, infinite impact. It's memorable.
It's well-crafted, trusted by logic that clearly points to the data, the systems, the reliability, mm-hmm. chosen for heart that acknowledges the human side, the partnership, the trust they want to build.
And the last part, one touch, infinite impact.
It's bold, isn't it? It speaks to efficiency, integrated operations, and claims these far-reaching positive effects.
Okay, so we've got this core shift towards strategic partnership, pretty well-defined. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at a concrete example, this brand new facility in Jeddah. The tagline for it is, your inventory, our intelligence.
Yep.
What makes this facility so strategically important for Hala?
Well, the Jeddah facility is clearly a massive piece of their growth strategy and this new positioning. First off, the size 20,000 square meters. That's a serious investment in capacity.
Okay, big space.
But maybe more important are the features they're highlighting. It's powered by a sophisticated warehouse management system, a WMS.
WMS powered. What does that mean in practice?
It means advanced software managing everything from receiving goods to shipping them out. Real-time data, optimizing how the warehouse runs in a way older facilities often can't. Plus, it's modular in design, and crucially, it's compliant with SFDA standards.
The Saudi Food and Drug Authority.
Yep, and pharmaceutical regulations, too. That's huge. It's not just a certificate. It unlocks their ability to handle sensitive goods, like temperature-controlled medicines, mm-hmm. a massive advantage in the growing healthcare sector there.
Got it. So it's not just about having more square footage. It's about having smarter, more specialized capabilities, mm-hmm. especially for those key growth industries like pharma and FMCG.
Exactly. Fast-moving consumer goods, the whole focus is on throughput, visibility, and ROI, not just storage space.
Right, throughput and ROI.
They're positioning it as a smart solution designed to optimize how goods move and deliver real returns on their clients' inventory investments.
And they're trying to get clients in early. I saw a mention of an early bird deal.
Yeah, a discount for prepaid annual contracts. It shows they're being proactive about filling it and locking in partners for this new offering.
And the messaging around the launch is telling, too. They explicitly say, we're not selling square meters. We're unlocking visibility, throughput, and inventory ROI fast.
Right. It hammers home that evolved value proposition.
It really does. It says, we know your main concerns aren't just pace. Their efficiency, control, and how your inventory performs financially.
Precisely.
That's the message.
Okay, now let's dig a bit deeper into Hala's core methodology. They call it decode, connect, transform. Can you break that down for us? What does each step mean? Yeah, this decode, connect, transform framework seems to be like the engine driving how they execute this strategy. Decode is first.
Decode.
It represents their commitment to really get each client's unique business challenges, specifically focusing on their inventory management. They want to identify the underlying patterns, the complexities that maybe aren't obvious at first glance.
So it's like saying, we'll analyze your business at a really granular level to figure out your specific inventory headaches.
Exactly. Then after that deep understanding comes connect.
Connect.
This is where they use the insights from the decode stage to optimize the actual physical flow of goods. And they use their data systems like that WMS and Jeddah to boost efficiency and speed through the supply chain.
Okay, so this is where their operational know-how and the tech come together, turning insights into real supply chain improvements.
Correct. And the final stage is transform. This is about delivering the ultimate value, turning that efficiently managed inventory into working capital, turning that data visibility into insights that help make better business decisions. This is where they aim to deliver that tangible business impact they keep talking about.
It sounds very integrated, very results focused. Understand the need, implement solutions based on insight, then prove the benefit in financial and strategic terms. Mm-hmm. The materials also mention a visual concept linked to this, a fingerprint turning into supply chain lines, then into a business dashboard. What's that about?
Ah, yeah, the fingerprint visual. It's quite clever, actually. The fingerprint is a metaphor for the uniqueness of each client's business, their DNA, if you like.
Okay, individual patterns.
And then the transition to supply chain lines symbolizes Hela taking that unique profile and designing tailored logistics solutions for it.
Right.
And the final step, evolving into a business growth dashboard, visually represents the tangible business value and strategic insights they aim to provide. It nicely illustrates that client-centric but data-driven approach.
Showing the journey from understanding the individual client to delivering broad enterprise value is effective.
It is. It communicates their methodology well.
Okay, so to see how this all works in the real world, the materials give us this pretty compelling case study involving NUPCO.
Ah, yes, the National Unified Procurement Company.
What can we learn from that partnership?
Well, the NUPCO case study is a really solid example of Hela's capabilities and the impact of their approach. NUPCO is, I mean, it's a critical government agency.
Right, handling health logistics, pharmaceuticals across the whole country.
Exactly. So they operate under incredibly strict standards, mm-hmm. especially for regulated pharma inventory. The challenge for Hela was basically to meet and ideally exceed these really demanding performance requirements.
Okay, high stakes. And how did Hela tackle that?
They put in a fully integrated WMS, specifically aligned with NUPCO's own audit framework. Their approach really focused on real-time tracking of all the critical metrics, think receiving accuracy, temperature control, expiry dates.
All the crucial stuff for pharma. Hmm.
Absolutely. They implemented advanced training for their warehouse teams on public health KPIs, set up continuous data-driven process improvements, and guaranteed seamless SFDA compliance for pharma-grade stuff. It was very thorough.
A comprehensive response. And the results presented, they look quite impressive, the year-over-year KPI data.
They are impressive. Comparing YTD 2024 versus YTD 2025 targets, all six key metrics met or significantly beat their target.
Which metrics were those again?
Receiving accuracy, damage reporting accuracy, expiry documentation accuracy, temperature report accuracy, barcode receiving compliance, and average receiving time.
And they beat the targets on all six.
Yep. For instance, expiry documentation accuracy and temperature report accuracy both hit a perfect 100%, which is, frankly, remarkable in the pharma sector.
Wow, 100%. That's outstanding, especially given how sensitive pharma logistics are. What were the main takeaways or proof points from this partnership then?
The case study really highlights several key wins. Zero compliance failures in regulated areas, that's massive for pharma.
Absolutely critical.
They implemented fully digital receiving, boosting traceability, speed, accuracy. They enabled a transparent view of inventory flow across national medical sites. And importantly, they directly supported Saudi Vision 2030's goals for world-class public health logistics.
So tangible results and alignment with national strategy.
And ultimately, it delivered a huge confidence boost to NUPCO about their supply chain.
And there's that quote from NUPCO in the materials, isn't there?
Yeah.
It really seems to capture the impact.
Yeah. The feedback was something like, working with Hela gave us the confidence to scale. And crucially, their systems, discipline, and strategic focus turned what used to be logistics into real performance.
Real performance. That's a powerful endorsement.
It really is. It underscores their ability to walk the talk, turn that strategic vision into actual results for clients.
It definitely highlights that shift from basic provider to strategic partner driving outcomes.
Yeah.
Now, the materials also mention an impact measurement framework. What kind of data points are they using there to start conversations and quantify impact?
Right. This framework gives them concrete metrics to show the value they bring. Things like inventory carrying costs, average stock turn time, the percentage of stock write-offs.
Standard supply chain KPIs, but maybe used more strategically.
Exactly. Also, order accuracy rate, aging inventory profile, handling error rate. By focusing on these specific data points, they can have much more meaningful data-driven chats with potential clients.
Moving beyond just promising better service to showing concrete ROI potential.
That's the idea. Here's the data. Here's how you can improve it. Here's what it means for your bottom line.
Makes sense. Finally, the documents touch upon internal alignment, making sure their own team is on board with this new direction. Why is that internal piece so crucial for Hela?
Well, the materials rightly point out your own employees are your best brand ambassadors, aren't they?
Sure.
If the internal team doesn't really get it, or worse, doesn't believe in the new strategy, it's going to be incredibly hard to sell it and deliver it effectively to clients.
You need that buy-in.
Definitely. And especially in the Saudi cultural context, things like recognition, feeling like you belong, having a shared purpose. Those are often really highly valued motivators in the workplace. Hala seems to be consciously trying to tap into those.
So it's not just about telling the team the new plan. It's about making them feel part of it.
Yes. We can infer there are likely internal comms, strategies, training programs, making sure everyone understands and embodies this new direction.
And how are they adapting that decode, connect, transform message internally?
They've actually adapted it quite thoughtfully, making it more personal and team-focused. It becomes decode me, understand your own value, the impact of your specific role.
Okay, personal connection.
Then connect us. We're united in this mission to deliver strategic outcomes, not just basic logistics.
Fostering teamwork.
And finally, transform together. Every small action we take moves our clients and our brand forward. It's designed to resonate individually, build that collective purpose.
So making sure everyone in the company understands their part in this bigger picture, feels invested, and can deliver that promise to clients.
Exactly. Cultivating pride, purpose, recognition, belonging. They know that strong internal alignment is absolutely essential to hitting those external strategic goals.
Okay, so to kind of wrap up our deep dive here, it's pretty clear Hala Group is making a significant strategic shift.
Definitely.
Moving from that traditional logistics provider role to being a much more data-driven strategic partner, really focusing on delivering measurable business impact. And interestingly, that emotional relief for clients.
Providing confidence, reliability.
And this new direction seems really embodied by that high-tech Jetta facility and their whole decode, connect, transform way of working.
Yeah. And for any potential customers listening in, Hala's pitch now goes way beyond just logistics execution. They're offering, you know, potential foresight into your operations.
Strategic value.
Tangible strategic value for your bottom line and aiming to build a real partnership based on understanding your specific business DNA. They're not just moving boxes. They want to unlock hidden value, drive real improvement.
It's been a really insightful look into Hala's evolution. It definitely shows how a company can kind of redefine its value by focusing on data, strategic partnerships, and really understanding what clients need now.
Indeed. And maybe it prompts a question for you, the listener.
Okay.
Just consider, you know, how taking a more strategic look at your own supply chain or maybe some other key operational area, how could that unlock hidden value? Could it provide not just efficiency, but maybe a real competitive edge?
And maybe that peace of mind, too.
Exactly. That peace of mind that comes from knowing a critical part of your business is in truly insightful, capable hands, much like Hala aims to be for its clients.